About to be.
So we had a little thunderstorm or something.
It's a little cloudy over here. It's a little cloudy. But hey, man, okay. What's going on, man? It's Thursday, September 30th, and we back at it again. You know what it is. One half for the man and man. I'm Antoine, but they got my co-host D-Butt.
Yes, sir, in the building.
Man, what's good, man? How your week going so far?
Going good, man. Been an eventful week. You know, I don't be traveling much these days, but got up to New York. What was that? Tuesday. Had like a little fireside chat with the captain, Derek Jeter, which was, you know, that's always a cool experience. He just went to Hall of Fame recently, so talked about that and some of his other business ventures. He's a team owner down there in Miami. And then shot over here to Connecticut. Today, we had a big event at the Mohegan Sun Casino and Resort. FanDuel officially opened their sports book here. So sports betting is live in Connecticut, man. So that's a big thing for the state. Obviously, the state I went to college in. So, you know, some dope things, man. What about you, man? How your week going?
Man, we going good, man. You know, slow motion on my end, man. You know, taking the kids to school. Getting these workouts in. But you know, happy birthday to the wife.
Still on your, hey, happy birthday, wifey.
Yeah, wifey birthday today. So, you know, she took a little, you know, staycation last night. So, you know, I had the little ones to myself last night and this morning getting ready for school. So, you know, that was cool. But all of
them. Hope you hit them with that melatonin.
Nah. The oldest suit, man. Y'all gotta go take y'all ass to bed right now. I know what it is.
But, I hit him with that. Yeah, right. Take these nighttime gummies, these vitamins, babies. Uh oh. That Hawknet. What'd you say now?
Okay. Still on this no meat diet.
Okay. How's that going, man? This got to be what, 2-3 weeks now?
Nah, it's week two. Week two. Okay. Shit, then dropped 10 pounds, man. So I'm getting back to playing weight. So
okay,
feeling good, baby.
I'm going the opposite direction. I put on about 3 or 4 intentionally, but I hit you talking about the no meat diet. I hit Michael Jordan Steakhouse last night.
I wasn't
here at Mohegan. It was good. It was quality. Man, yeah. You got a steakhouse here in the casino, and then right next to it, it's like a sports bar, a nice sports bar. So, you know, a bunch of his memorabilia and stuff like that. But the food was good, though. Food was solid. I will say, though, the old fashioned was kind of suspect. You know, that's my drink. It was kind of suspect. So if I had a review, I got to let him know that. And I let him know, too. Hey, this ain't old fashioned. Okay. Warfare, you're not supposed to be in a mess there, though. That's supposed to be a safe pick. Nah.
Not at all. But look, you say you in Connecticut, man, and, you know, there's official out there now. You made the first bet out there in Connecticut, man. Tutter, what was that bet, man? What we looking like?
They told me, FanDuel told me I was going to be making the first bet in Connecticut.
Yeah.
It was three of us here. It was me, the governor of Connecticut, Ned, and then Wayne Corbett, obviously a Jets legend, New York Jets legend. So it kind of the governor, Ned, he got the first official bet. He placed it on the Connecticut Sun tonight. They play the Chicago Sky in the WNBA playoffs. And then I went second, and I bet on the Patriots money line at home against Tom Brady. I think they're 7-point dogs. Money line was like, you know, plus 245, I believe. So I made that bet, and then I think he bet on the win total over for the Jets this year, which was that 3.5. So I told him, man, he probably would be sweating. But shit, you know, that Bucks Patriots game, I feel like it's gonna be a toss up. It's gonna be a close game, man. I think it's gonna be a good one.
Yeah, I do too, man. I think it's gonna be a real good one. And shoot, while we talking about it, Sunday night football. Bucks at the Patriots. You got Tom Brady going back to Foxborough. You got the Gronk going back. Mm-hmm. And you got AB. He had a little stint there, too. He going back to Foxborough, too.
Had a little quick stint, a little cup of coffee.
Man, if it was one game on the on the calendar that I looked at before the season, and we had Trent Brown here on the show,
yeah.
and I think you said it before, Trent Brown didn't even know who they was playing the first week, but they mm-hmm. you knew for sure week four, Tom mm-hmm. Brady was coming back into town. And again, if I could go on, if I could have looked on the schedule and seen one game on it, this is one game I would love to be at. I think the atmosphere is going to be crazy. They're going to show not only 12, but I think they're going to show Gronk a lot of love.
Got to, got to.
And it's just crazy, just, you know, things coming out where, you know, Tom Brady wanted to meet up with Bill Belichick to say goodbye. And Bill was like, you know what, I can't do it now. You know what I'm saying? We can get on the phone call. So with those
unavailable
coming out. So I can't wait for Sunday night. I think Tom and them going in, I think they're going to put some points up on New England, though.
Oh, so you think it's gonna get ugly? Sound like you?
Nah, I don't think it's gonna get ugly for real. Because I think on the flip side, Bill and them is like, look, we can't let Tom and Gronk come in here and show us out. So I think it's gonna be a good game.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of people on that, you know, on that team, you know, that got a lot of practice against both of those guys, and obviously, you know, those are still, you know, all time great players, Tom, Gronk, and but you know, Devin McCourty. Like those guys, they know what they get. You know, they know Tom better than anybody. Belichick knows Tom better than anybody, and vice versa. So it's gonna come down to who can execute. If I'm a Patriots fan, I'm a Patriots fan on Sunday since I bet on them. So it's really, can Mac Jones bounce back from that Saints? Because that Saints defense came out, handled business. He threw three picks. It was a rough one for him. So can he bounce back from that? Tampa Bay. You know, their secondary was banged up against the Rams, and they didn't look good. So, you know, maybe the Patriots can take advantage of that. But I think it's going to be a good game. Like you said, if I was in the building for one game this year, this would probably be one of them. Gillette Stadium is going to be crazy. You know, when he run out and get at, let it go!
Yeah.
That's just going to be crazy. But, yeah, man, I think it's going to be a good game, though. I think it'll be a close one either way it go. But I know Tom is gonna want to put 50 on him. He's gonna go in there. And you know, BA gonna be like, "Hey, I'm right there with you, Tom. I'm trying to put 50 on him too." So it's gonna be a good one, man. It's gonna be a good one. Now you think after the game, this is what the governor here was talking about. He said, after the game, I think it's a prop bet or something like that. Like, do they embrace? Belichick and Tom talk, hug. What you think gonna be the post game interaction?
I think it's gonna be love, man. You know, and one side of me think it's going, you know, Bill, he'll give that one little quick dap up and get out of there. But again, I think it's love. I think it's love on both sides. So I think at the end of the day, two grown men that, you know. I feel as though if it wasn't for Tom, Bill wouldn't have been as successful as he was as a head coach and vice versa. You know what I mean? So I think they appreciate each other that much. So I think it'll be an embrace at the end of the game. That's what I would bet on.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I hope so. And for me, we both know they are both very sore losers. So if one or the other embarrasses the other one, it probably ain't gonna be that, you know. It's probably not. But if it's a good game, if it's a close game, you know, both of them being sore losers, I still think they, you know, have some type of. I mean, you got to. They spent all that time together, man. Yeah. All those games. I hope so. I think that'll be good for the game, good for the fans. But trust me, they both are going to, because you know, you hear it. Was it Bill? Was it Tom? Was it Tom? Right. Was it Bill? So, you know, each one of them going into that building, you know, trying to make a statement. So I'm excited for it, man. I'm excited for it.
No, I am too, man. This
TV down.
This might be the one, man. This might be the one of the week. I think so. We got a good Monday night football matchup, but I think this Sunday night game, man. I think this is going to be one. I know you mentioned Tampa Bay banged up in the secondary. Just coming out, Richard Sherman signed with the Bucks. I think it was a $2.25 million one-year deal. How do you feel about this signing? How you feel as though Richard Sherman can come and help the Bucks do you think he will be? You think he'll be able to come in and help that secondary? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean they need help, and I definitely think he'll come in and help. Smart player. Now coming in, you know, right into what's this week four? You coming right into week four? You know, he's been. You know, he hasn't been on the team, training camp, things like that. And no matter how we both know, no matter how much you're working out and drills and all that shit you're doing, getting thrown right into that fire is a completely different ball game. So, you know, he is a little older, dealing with some injuries. And if he's out there, they're going to have to kind of tailor that scheme, you know, a little differently. I wouldn't put him out there on the island from day one. But he's, you know, an all-time great Hall of Fame player when he's done. So he'll figure it out. Smart defensive coordinator with Todd Bowles, who's also going to be able to figure it out. And he'll be, you know, probably 2 weeks into his stint there with the Bucs. I'm sure we'll see him communicating and getting some other guys lined up back there. And that's what they need in that Tampa secondary right now. So I'm happy for Sherman, though. Happy to see him back, you know, in the league. Obviously, we saw, you know, the issue or whatever he had off the season. But he's had a long career where he's been – you know, a stand-up, like one of those great faces for the league. So I'm happy to see him back in the league.
Nah, for sure. Like you said, man, definitely future Hall of Famer. Done some great things inside the lines, man. One of the leaders of the Legion of Boom out there, went to San Fran and, you know, had some play some good ball out there as well. So
got to a Super Bowl, yep.
Yeah. So good to see him, man. Good to see him out there. Hopefully he can go out there and happen. Immediate impact, like you said, they definitely need him back there in that secondary. And like you said, just being that vocal leader, that's he's done it year in and year out at a very, very, very high level. So definitely happy to see Sherm out there, man.
He said Tom gave him that call. He was like, hey, in shape, call. Man. Like, it's good. Brought him up out of there. So it's going to be good. We'll see. We shall see.
Yeah.
It could go the other way. It could be ugly.
And it can, but you know, we're gonna put some positive energy out there in the atmosphere, and hopefully, fact, you know, my man grab on to that shit. Sure, what else we got, man? We got Thursday night football tonight.
Oh, it's a stinker.
We got the Jacksonville Jaguars at Cincinnati, man. Cincinnati's a 7.5-point favorite.
You know,
Trevor Lawrence.
I got to bet on it. You know, I'm here. I'm at a sports book. So I got to bet on this one. And, you know,
Don't get too crazy now. Like that.
They got to win at some point. They got to win a game at some point.
Not week four. You know, when we went 0-14 with the Colts that year, that's the same thing we were saying. Oh, we got to win at some point.
Hold on, you lagged up out of there for about 15 seconds. You said what now? So you okay?
I said, look, we was 0-14, and we were saying the same thing. We got to win 1 week.
0-14, bro. That got to be. Man, what was it like? What was y'all record the year before, matter of fact?
Well,
that was the year obviously Peyton got hurt. So the year before
2014, that was what, 12?
That was 2000. No, that was 2011 that y'all were 0-14.
Because we had 11. Because then 12 and 13 we had
drafted Drew.
2010? What? 2009 and 2010?
Was that right off? Nah, right after the Super Bowl.
That was 2 years after the Super Bowl.
Okay, because my rookie year, y'all went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so it was 2 years after the Super Bowl. But sure, we was always 11 and 5, 12 and 4. So I'm pretty sure we was about 11 and 5, 12 and 4.
I can't even imagine that locker room with you, Vinny, Stonzo, Rob Freeney. Like y'all just looking around, y'all 0-5, then 0-8.
That's what I said. This week is the week. Every week. This week is the week. Nah, this week is the week. You know what I'm saying? So, but again, we like the names that you just named, man, it was some great guys, and hats off to Coach Caldwell, right? Because I feel as though it was 0-5, 0-6, 0-7, and you know it better than anybody. Coaches could have came in there with the buttholes tight, attitudes completely different, not talking to you. It could have been a crazy situation in the building, but it was the total opposite. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can still come to work. We're going to work. And the crazy thing about it, if you look at the games, we were in a lot of the games. I'm talking about losing
Carolina by a field. That year, it came down to the last few plays.
Yeah, so
that was Cam rookie year. Hold on, say that again.
So it was like, you know, we was losing by a field goal, we was losing by a touchdown. So it wasn't like we was out there just getting our butts whooped. Yeah. But it was just one of them tough times. But come Monday, it was like, damn, here we go again. You know what I'm saying? So it was ugly. It was ugly. Man. And then when you sitting there and seeing like, okay, 0-10, 0-11, 0-12. Now all you thinking about like, look, I'm not trying to go down in history as 0-16. We just need one.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So I think Jacksonville will win a game, but I don't see it tonight.
So you don't see it tonight. I mean, the Bengals coming off another impressive victory, and I feel like a lot of times the Bengals win it because we're so used to the Bengals being, I wouldn't even say like that bad, you know, because Andy Dalton had them, you know, a lot of decent years, but we just don't expect them to be winners. So when they win, like they went out and beat the Steelers last week, a lot of people always put it and look at the other team like, oh, they played better, they did this. But I think the Bengals are making some strides. Obviously, you got Joe Burrow there. He's, you know, as advertised. Jamar Chase, same thing. He got a lot of weapons on offense. Defense is playing well. Jesse Bates will be out this game, though.
Yeah, he will be.
You know, all pro caliber safety. T. Higgins is out again, but they still got weapons on offense. I just think short week, you know, prime, like these are those type of games where some shit that you don't expect happens. So nobody expects the Jaguars to win. I'm going to take the Jaguars with the points.
Yeah. I'm not going to even think that deep into it. I'm not even going to think that deep into it. I got the Bengals. I got them covering the spread. I get what you're saying, Thursday, short week. But short week, man, you're going to do what we do. We got to be better at what we do than what you do. And Bengals going to be way better than the Jags.
All right, we're going to see. Let's go, Trevor Lawrence. I'm banking on you. I'm going to miss probably the first half of this game because I'm going to go to this Connecticut Sun game. And then when I leave there, I'm going to go over to the sports book and check out that second half. But Trevor Lawrence, man, these rookie quarterbacks are struggling. But we'll see if he can figure it out, especially without Jesse out there picking on him.
So you talking about
– we got some good games this week, man.
Some great games. And we can get into that. You talking about quarterbacks. Let's look at these league leaders in passing yards, though. Who up here is the most surprising?
The most surprising. You know what? Shit, nope. Well, Derek Carr, obviously. I would say Derek Carr from this list because you know, I think most people expected Stafford to be good and put up numbers in that offense out there in L.A. Justin Herbert, you know, I expect, especially those weapons, I expect him to, you know, be a guy who's up here. Kyler Murray, once again, dark horse MVP for a lot of people. Brady, whole team coming back. Derek Carr, like, I don't think people saw Derek. I mean, if you have an MVP race right now, Derek Carr got to be in your top three, like, you know, got to be. So I think Derek Carr would be the most surprising on that list right there for sure. What you say?
Man, I mean, you can make an argument for everybody. Like, you can even say Brady. Like, Brady coming in year 36, and he's still the number two, you know what I'm saying, passing leader in the league. And you can say that, you know what I mean? Like you say, Derek Carr, you know, he's definitely a good quarterback. But to say that, you know, he will be leading the league coming into week four at 1,200 yards. It, like, you know, and that's only 3 weeks of football. So just imagine if he keeps this pace, you know.
We got 17 weeks this year too, so.
Exactly. So this is going to be crazy. But, you know, we got some good quarterback play his first three games of the year. And I'm just anxious to see, you know, if guys are going to be able to
Okay, I lost you by 15. All right, there you go. You good?
Other than that, man, some good ball.
Yeah, we're gonna see. And I'm thinking now. I'm going back a little bit, but back to that Bucks at Patriots game. So I forget what year it was. And 1 year Peyton came back because Brady's like 60 something yards away from breaking an all time passing record. It's like this shit always ends up this way with these quarterbacks. So 1 year, Peyton came back, and he was a few yards away. He was supposed to break the all-time passing record against us.
Yeah.
And I caught him, picked him off in the fourth. I don't know if you were still here. Were you still there?
Nah.
I think this may have been – it wasn't the first time he came back. The first time –
Nah, I was gone then.
Okay.
I was gone.
Okay, we had got him. He was literally 3 yards away with like 6 minutes left in the fourth, and I picked him off on the crossing route. And then our offense held the ball the whole time. That's when Tlaib, like, I think he like poked D.A. in the eye or some shit. And Vinny kicked the game winning field goal. But Brady, when he passed, because he's going to throw for 68 yards.
Yeah.
He about to go. That's just crazy to me how like history, it should be repeating itself. It should really be like some, like, bro, how does shit line up like this, bro? It's through the year 36. And the game, he go back to Gillette. He's 70 yards away from the record, so that's gonna be crazy for me to be that history. I'm intrigued to see how they celebrate him, you know, in Gillette. But I'm sure they'll do it the right way.
But are we sure? Like I'm sure
because I feel like Kraft. I feel like the relationship with him and Kraft has always been, you know, solid. And the thing about Robert Kraft is, hey. Belichick is – that's the manager. That's the CEO. Like, this is the guy that I'm going to let him run the shit from top down when it comes to the football side of things. But, you know, Kraft, when he had relationships with players, and he's going to let them know how – and their personal relationships were different. But so I think Kraft going to make sure – like, the Kraft family is going to make sure, you know, that it's done right for Tommy. Tommy boy. Yeah, it's gonna be a good one, man. It's gonna be a lot of eyes on that game, obviously. Prime time.
Yeah.
You know, Patriots. They're a class, A1 organization. So they know how to do business, right?
Nah, we're gonna see. We're gonna see, man. We're gonna see. We're talking about it's gonna be some good games this week, man. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna jump into some of these games, man. We got the Washington football team, a 1.5 point favorite at Atlanta. It's gonna be a tough one right here. Who you got?
I'm going to Atlanta again, back to back weeks. I tell you, Atlanta last week against the Giants. I'm taking them again against the football team. Football team look like some frauds right now.
Yeah, yeah, they do, man. And
we're fraudulent.
I know. I was on the table with the top five defense out there in Washington, man.
A lot of people had them winning that division.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But shit, the way Cowboys playing, man. No. Man, we got the Detroit Lions, Chicago. Coach Nagy said all three quarterbacks might play this week. All three.
I don't know where I'm going with this one.
I know where I'm going. What up, dude?
Damn, yeah. I mean, that's which way I'm leaning, because the Lions, if you look at it, regardless of the score, if you watch the Lions play this year, like, they've been competitive in every game. Obviously came down to a record-breaking field goal last week against Baltimore Ravens. And it's Bears team. I mean, I feel like that game was so bad that you almost got to act like it didn't happen. Like that, like that's how bad. That can't be a sign of, you know, he can't be that bad. Like one net passing yard, 40 something yards offense. You almost got to kind of don't let that cloud your judgment too much going into this game. So I got to think about this one a little bit more. I'm not gonna let him get me with this one. You said what?
I said it happened.
It
happened, bro. Like, I understand, but that's ugly, man. But even you look, you going into the week, right? And you hear your head coach say all three quarterbacks are going to play.
That's wild. It's week four right now. Like, come on.
So, man. How are they getting these reps in practice this week?
I mean,
you only got, I say what, you got about 12 plays a period?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a lot of reps. For y'all that don't know, it's not a lot of reps. And these quarterbacks, you know, obviously AB been around some great ones. I've been around some great ones. The quarterbacks, they like to take all them reps.
Oh,
like all of them. You know what I mean? If you got 12 reps in a period, you may get a backup one, maybe two. But they want all those reps. So for you to go into a game as a quarterback, now I don't know what conversation he's had with the privately. Maybe he said, hey, we're going to stick with Fields or Dalton's, you know, you're going to be a guy. Or, hey, Nick, we're going to give you a shot. Who knows what the hell he said behind closed doors. But all the outside noise right now, which we know as players, it shouldn't mean anything. But it's a lot when you turn on the TV and everybody's saying your coach should be fired. You know, your head coach don't deserve a job. And we talking about a game that I'm saying, hey, I got to act like it didn't even happen. So if you to come out and then stand in front of a podium and say some shit like that, man, it's I don't know. At this point, Nagy might be sabotaging his own self on purpose. I don't know.
Hey, man, it's rough. And, you know, to go back to last week's game, and I don't want to harp on that too much. But, you know, to put the young boy out there, and like I said it before the game, I said, don't put him out there this game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, I'm with you now. I'm with you now. I'm all about learning under fire and doing all that shit. But if you gonna put him in, I'll wait until you fire. Hold on.
Damn, come on, Spectrum.
All right, there you go.
But I'm like, I don't care how strong you are mentally as a player. You can't continue to go through that week in and week out, right? Now, I've been seeing the best ones go through a stretch, and they go through it. So as a young quarterback coming in, you know what I'm saying, as a rookie, and you getting your butt whooped like that week in and week out, that's going to do something to your confidence.
And so, it's going to do something to your confidence in your coach. Your play caller, you gotta put me in a situation. You gotta protect me essentially. Like even like Richard Sherman, right? Hall of Fame player, he's gonna be thrown back. And like this is something that he's probably never dealt with in his football career, going this long away from a team and then getting kind of thrown in a real fire. Because you know week four, teams are kind of you know getting the legs and they know who they are. Even with him, like I want my coach to you know hey. Don't just have me out here on the island like 0-0. Like, nah, don't do that. So as a young player, you got to have all the trust in the world in your play calling, your head coach that, hey, you're not going to have a bunch of five-man protections against Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney. Like, that's malpractice at that point. So like you said, it definitely does a lot for his confidence. Maybe not so much in himself because as players, you always got to have that confidence in yourself. But in the shit that's going on around you, shit, you putting Jason Peters, 39-year-old ass on the island against that freak show over there, 95. So
like you said,
you got to do better.
He said, shit, I was just fishing 3 weeks ago.
y'all got me off the broke. Help me, help
man.
Me, please.
Hey, but like I said, what up, though? That's why I got Detroit Lions, man. It's ugly over there in Chi-Town, man.
Division of game, it's like right now, but I'm gonna act like that game didn't happen. I'm gonna hit you with the men in black. What other games we got out here, man?
Hold on. We got
need some good. Let me get a good. You gotta put a good one up there. Let's see a good one. Oh my god, this is
hey, we got the Tennessee Titans at the Jets. I think it's gonna be a quick one, man. I know I got Tennessee gonna win this one, they gonna cover as well.
I can see it. Julio might be out too, though. Julio, AJ Brown.
I ain't worried about it. Hey, this is going to be a good one. Carolina at Dallas.
The undefeated Carolina Panthers.
But they got Dallas favorite, 4.5-point favorite. Dallas Cowboys, they're playing good. Defense is flying around. Dak got that offense looking good. Hey, they might know something.
Okay, so the Panthers are undefeated. They've beaten the Texans, Saints. And who do they open up with? Jets? Yeah, Texans.
Jets,
Saints.
Yep.
And Sam Darnold's look good up to this point. So good that I've apologized to him a couple times. And I think, you know, I'm going to end up taking that apology back a few weeks from now. Now he'll be without Christian McCaffrey. And they're going to be without their star cornerback that they drafted, J.C. Horn, who was playing outside and inside, which is a big, big role in that defense. Still got some hella fire pass rushers.
They got some dogs over there.
Very, very good defense that's flying around. Phil Snow, defensive coordinator Phil Snow, got the boy playing at a high level. But this Cowboys team, man, finally, because every time you turn on some sports news, media outlets, it's the Cowboys talk. And they sucked for so long. And now they look good, man. Dak looks better than ever. He looks better than ever. And his defense, even without their top dog, DeMarcus Lawrence, they look good. They're turning the ball over. Trevon Diggs looks great at the cornerbacks. Michael Parsons, those linebackers, Smith, and those guys are running around making plays. So I'm actually excited about this Cowboys team, man. They look damn good. So I think I'm gonna take them with the points this week.
No, I agree with you, man. The Dallas Cowboys look good. Carolina Panthers look good. Yeah. I think coming into the season, one of the things that people were worried about on the Cowboys scene was that defense. They out there flying around. They simplified the defense. The guys, you can tell the guys are playing faster. They're not out there thinking.
Yes.
And when a player can do that, when a player can just go out there and just play fast and don't have to think too much, a player can be who, you know, now a player can use their instincts. You know what I mean? This game is about instincts. So I like what I'm seeing out of the Dallas Cowboys. But then again, like I said, the Carolina Panthers, man, I don't think anybody expected them to come out of the season being 3-0. Sam Darnold playing well. So I think this is going to be one of them picks. It's going to come late Saturday for me.
Yeah. So you see it's being a close. The Cowboys just beat. They just smacked that. They just smacked Philly.
Philly
prime time. Yeah, I think these boys look good, man. These boys. I ain't gonna lie. These boys look good. I'm excited to watch them. Dak just looks. He just. You know, sometimes you get injured, and then you see the game from a different perspective, and then you miss and you work your ass off and you get back out. Like I just feel like Dak, like. And since his career started, he's gotten better every year progressively, but you didn't really know what to expect coming off that injury. So to see him looking this good, the OC, he's been calling some great games. I want to say Dak was like – he leads the league, I believe, in completion percentage over 70%. And then Dan Quinn, you know, I had some question marks on Dan Quinn, like because he didn't do great out there in Atlanta after having that great LOB defense out there in Seattle. And now you see it, like I said, a lot of people didn't expect this from this Cowboys defense, especially when you lose a guy like DeMarcus Lawrence up front. So what they're doing out there in Dallas, man, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it, man. I can't believe I'm on the Dallas. Dallas might win 11, 12 games this year.
We can see if we can hold up. It's only week three, you know, so Pat, we got to
– it's early. A long it's early.
Season. Long season, long it's season. Early. What's up? Another good game, the divisional matchup that I'm excited to see. Arizona Cardinals.
This line surprised me a little bit.
Rams favorite 4.5. Cardinals going on the road. Divisional matchup. Always play each other tough. Rams coming off a good win.
A good team.
Two good quarterbacks leading their offenses, and you got two solid defenses as well. How you like this matchup?
Like I said, I was surprised by this line. Not that the Rams are favorite. A lot of people them put them up at number one in the power rankings last week. I'm still high on them, but I know that Bucs team they played was banged up in the secondary, and I really. Really like this secondary out in Arizona. They make plays. So I think this game will be closer. I do not think the Rams cover that 5 points. I'm not sure we're going to win this one yet. It's going to be a Saturday pick for me.
Yeah, this is gonna be a good one right here. It's gonna be a good one.
It's gonna be a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I picked against the Cardinals. I think it was opening week. And one of my brothers over there texted me after the game with the little emoji eyes.
Yeah. Huh.
You know what I'm saying? So, definitely gonna be a good one, man. Like you said, two good teams, two well coached teams, two quarterbacks that's playing at a very, very high level. So,
they're both in the top five, right?
Yeah, both in top five. Top five. You know, passing leaders. So we're gonna see.
Yep.
Another divisional game. We're gonna see.
Who we got? You got that spectrum over there.
Spectrum.
Okay, there we go.
Seattle at San Fran. San Fran.
Seattle coming off back-to-back losses.
How does Seattle come in? How they react? How they bounce back? Or do they bounce back?
Do they bounce back on the road? I mean, the quarterback edge is going to go to Seattle here.
For you, it's San Fran.
It's going. Hey, Jimmy G didn't look good last week when it counted most. Who does Seattle? I mean, San Fran. Did they get anybody back this week? I don't know about this one, man. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know about this one. This could go either way, too.
My spectrum was messing up. I know when you was about to say like the quarterback, it goes to who? You go to who? My spectrum was messing up. I couldn't hear you.
This quarterback, it's gonna go. It goes. They get the edge. Russell Wilson and the CS. Actually, no. It's not time yet. It's not time to go back. The quarterback edge here goes to San Fran. Jimmy G looked great. He put his team in position to win the ball game last week. Gave him the lead with 37 seconds left. Defense, get a damn stop. We win the ball game. Now, I think Shanahan starts to sprinkle in a little more Trey Lance into the offense.
Okay.
I don't like this 3-4. This should be like one of those 1.5-point line games. I guess maybe because San Fran's at home, they're giving them that extra love. I don't know. It's going to be a Saturday pick, though. Saturday pick.
Another tough one, man. I like this week of ball, man. It's a lot of tough games.
Good games.
Some good games going on. For me,
you
man,
see
I don't
teams
know.
Trying to create their identities, too. You know, this is kind
of – And this is where it starts. Where it starts. Week 4, 5, and 6. Now you can really see who's the contender, who's pretenders. Like, this is when you really get that talk. So – a good matchup. Baltimore at Denver. Denver undefeated. Baltimore's what's Baltimore? 2-1?
2-1, yeah. They lost to the Raiders. That was it. Oh, every game has been a damn. I see why this line is so close. They don't know how to set the line with Baltimore. This probably be the game they win by 12. But good one. Another good ball game. Vic Fangio. I think the Broncos are like top two or three against the run, and then the Ravens, as expected, are, you know, the top team running the ball. So it's gonna be a good game, man. In Mile High.
I got Broncos this game.
Tucker might hit a 70-yard. Tucker might break his NFL record this week out there in Mile High.
Shit only lasts for 1 week.
You go to Broncos, huh?
Yeah, I might go Broncos here.
Okay, yeah, this is a little tougher game for me to pick. I ain't gonna lie.
I might go Broncos here. I think you said it. Big fans, you on that defense, man. I think they have what it takes. Like you said, at top against the run, on the back end, and again, like I want to do a video on if you got the personnel, the way you could be a cover four team, and you could do some damage, you know, with your front seven. When you're able to stop the run with your front seven, you don't got to bring that extra safety down in the box. There's so much other stuff that you can do in the secondary,
way
receivers, you know. And then especially when you have somebody on the sideline who can put their players in positions to be successful, right? I think that goes a long way. And I would just say, as far as the OC. and Baltimore Roman and going against, you know, Vic.
Okay, but then hold on, that's spectrum right now. But what about when Denver has the ball and that Denver offense led by Teddy Two Gloves against this Ravens defense?
Hey, look at here. The Ravens defense haven't been looking like the old Ravens defense. They're still good, but in my eyes, they don't look like the old Ravens defense. Maybe, you know, I don't know if it's Marcus Peters being a vocal leader and, you know, going out there. But I like what Teddy Two Gloves and them are doing out there right now. And what I like about what Baltimore is, they're playing complementary football. And as you know, we both talk about that all the time, playing off one another, offensively, defensively, and the special teams playing good. I'm going to just take Denver on this game right here.
I mean, it's not a bad pick either way. What I will say, just a little up into this game, these teams have had very different schedules. So the Ravens, they came out with the Raiders game, a Monday nighter, who, you know, was great, crazy game. And then they go and beat the Chiefs, which is obviously a big game for them, big game for Lamar. And then you have a nail biter with Detroit, who's been paying everybody tough. The Broncos, they play the Giants. Trash. Last week, the Jets, trash. Who do they play in between that and week two? I think their combined opponent's record may be like 0-9 right now.
I mean, so that ain't Broncos' fault. They just
played. I'm just saying. So they've been looking great on both sides of the ball, but the Ravens are already kind of battle tested right now going into this game. So I might be leaning over there with 8. Man.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, either
Broward,
way, man.
You know, Broward, we got Broward legends on both sides of this game. We got 8-5 over there, Hollywood and Lamar. And then over in Denver, we got the young boy, Surtain P2 over there. So I'm excited for these young boys, man. Shout out 954.
Hey, look, either way, man, it's going to be a good one. Good matchup. That's all we can ask for. And, you know, I think you mentioned Kansas City, man. They just had a huge pickup. We kind of talked about this earlier on Monday. Well, yeah, we talked about it on Monday. You was like, would I take a chance on Josh Gordon? Like, no question. Shit, he reinstated, no question.
The rich get richer.
Right. So how do you think this will help Kansas City's offense? You know, you got Tyreek Hill, you got Kelce. Now you got Josh Gordon.
It's kind of what we talked about with Sherman. How old is Gordon? He got to be what, like around
30, like maybe early 30, maybe early 30, late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah, and I think it's easier to come in after some missed time and play receiver than it is DB. So it's different than the Sherman situation. And when you coming into an offense that you got Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce that the defense got to worry about every week. I mean, if Josh Gordon is your third option and he's anywhere close to what we saw him, you know, when he used – it's been a while. It's been a minute. You got to take a chance on that, though. They've been looking for, you know, that second receiver to step up and really, you know, be consistent and make plays. Man, if Josh Gordon – we fast forward 5-6 weeks from now, and obviously it's all his off-the-field shit is in order – I can just imagine the headaches he can cause other defense. But I was just as excited when they signed Le'Veon Bell, though, honestly. So it could be a situation where it looks great on paper, but it don't pan out. But I'm leaning towards this shit working out and it not looking good for the rest of the league, personally.
Yeah. man, and obviously here you can see they favored by 7 against Philly, against your Philly team when your quarterback – but like you said,
Hurts has a bounce back week this week.
You think?
Yeah, I think you heard him speak after the game. He say, hey, man, you gotta treat that game like taking the shit, man. You ain't gonna sit there and stare at it and flush that shit down. You keep on moving. So
it sounds good.
Gotta keep moving, man. They gonna be at home. They gonna be at home in the link. You know, Chiefs coming off a tough loss. shoot, back-to-back tough losses now, so they're going to get the Chiefs' best.
Man, Chiefs going to put 55 on them, boy. It's going to get ugly out there. I don't care what you talk about, man. Chiefs is going to get ugly out there. Man, they're going to whoop the they going to whoop their ass in the link. They're going to be in the link. They're going to whoop their ass in the link. You talking about Philly fans? You think Philly doing Ben Simmons bad? Man, watch how they do Philly today, this Sunday, man, when the Chiefs come through there.
Yeah, I'm not betting on Philly this week. I tell you that damn much. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs actually come out, win, and cover this week. I wouldn't be surprised by that. But I think Hurt still does come out and play better, though. He played bad last week. That offense, that team played bad last week. Oh, man. Who else we got this week, man?
Man, we can go to our mob, man, Indianapolis.
Man,
at Miami, winless
Indianapolis Colts.
They got my man Marlon Mack on the trading block. They agreed to look for a team interested in a trade. So we're gonna see how that goes. Indy going down to Miami. Miami is 1.5 point favorite. Quentin Nelson might be out this week. Carson Wentz, I know he's still hobbled. He had 2 sprained ankles.
And I heard yesterday that Sam Ehlinger was taking the majority of the snap. We just talked about quarterback snaps and practice, how important that is. So not Easton, but Ehlinger was taking some of the one snap. That's what I heard from a little birdie out there in Indy. So we'll see how that quarterback situation unfolds. And shoot, our former quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, he'll be leading the Dolphins out at home after, coming off a tough overtime loss against the Raiders last week. Can the Colts start 0-4? And if they do, what type of noise starts coming out down there?
Man, bro, this is tough. This is tough.
Yeah,
this is tough. This is like a parent at a rec league game. Your son or your daughter playing. Their first year in whatever sport it is, and you like, I just want my son or my daughter to go out there and have a good time. But then you start to see it, they getting their brakes beat off of them. And you just had that conversation. You had that conversation with the coach. Like, look, I ain't gonna be mad at you if you don't put my son or my daughter in the game. Like talking about.
So you feel like that about who you feel like that about though? The Wentz.
Man, look, I feel as though we have a good team, right? You like on paper, feel as though we can check off a lot of the spots, right? But sometimes like you say, situations are situations, right? How it go?
Situation and
I just feel though in this situation right now, again, not having an easy schedule. These first 5 or 6 weeks are gonna be tough. And then we're dealing with injuries.
I mean, you get to this point of the season, man. It can go one or two ways.
Yes,
It can go one or two ways. And like you said, you talked about a good team. I think we also got, some high character guys in the building. Guys that I know, guys that all over that building. And, once you start losing, it definitely can get tough, the outside noise, shit, some of the internal noise, and even the, it kind of go even the Wentz situation in that Rams game still. This is still a thing for me, and I've gotten to it with teammates before, when it comes, because everybody's different about playing through injuries and shit, different thresholds and shit like that. But game on the line. You got some bad sprained ankles. You got to go out there and play quarterback and basically not throw an interception and try to get us in the range to, and you don't. And then the following week, your ass back out there playing. You know, I'm kind of looking at, you know, it's a little different.
Nah,
in that.
I'm with you. I think
you
I told
you. Mean?
I think I told you a story about a conversation I had with a teammate. It was something similar, mm-hmm. but man, I don't know, man. For me.
Hold on. You guys, I gotta hear this. I can't let Spectrum get in the way of this. But
yeah,
all right, there
I'm
you go.
Back. I'm back. Yeah. So I'm like, this is a tough one for me because I feel like, and I want to say that the coach are gonna go in there and handle business, right? That they're not gonna go 0-4. But then on the flip side, you know, we might have a new quarterback coming in and playing. Like that concerns me.
Let me tell you right now, if Carson Wentz not playing this game, we're not winning this game.
And that's what I say. It concerns me.
Because the quarterback that we would need to is playing for the other team. Jacoby Brissett is going to be starting for the team. And if it's Jacoby Brissett versus Sam Ellinger or Hundley or Eason, Brissett's going to win that game. The Dolphins are going to win that game. Well coach, good defense. You know, some playmakers on offense. So we need Carson Wentz to play. We need to play well. We need the offensive line to protect them. And
we need to lean on that run game.
We need to run the fucking ball more. Like, we
yeah,
gotta
lean on that
ball,
run game.
Bro. You got to run the ball. You got Taylor. You got Hines. You know who you pay. Who Hines? He got to get more touch. Like, no, you got to lean on that and then go from there. We don't have a dog out there receiver. Who we don't have T.Y. out there. Who you know every week is gonna show up and be a number one. You got some guys that can, you know, flash here and there. Zach is good. Pittman, you know, he has the attributes or whatever, but lean on the damn run game. Help your offensive line out. And when you get in the red zone, convert. Score touchdowns.
It's
you're not
going
to win the ball game with field goals. And their defense, we just got to execute against stops, bro. Like, it's as simple as that, man. Everybody
football.
Just got to look at each other to a man.
Yeah. Shit. Football not hard. You think they having them players only meeting already?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
1,000%. You got to, man. You got to. Like I said, I know some of the cats there. Like, it's some good football players, some high character guys that first and foremost gonna look in the mirror. I think that's where it starts. Like, as a coach, as a player, you look in the mirror and it's like, hey man, what can I do?
What better? Can I do better? Yeah.
What can I do better first and foremost? And then I look around and say, all right, how can I help the people around me and vice versa? That's what needs to happen. And still a long season.
Yeah,
you got 14
sure.
games
sure.
left. But they got to get the 1-0. That's their mantra in that building, 1-0. So this got to be the first week where they got to get the 1-0.
And then and
the quarterback
got
to get out there and play and stay healthy.
And as BA used to say, I need my big-time players. I need y'all to be big-time. And that's it. My five-star.
I need my five-star guys to be out there. And
yeah, my five-star guys. My five-star guys got to play like five stars. No four stars, no three stars. I need you to show up. So we're going to see, man. We're going to see. We got another one, man. We got another good matchup Monday night, another two quarterbacks. That was on the top five passing ooh, leaders in the league right now.
Division game, too.
Yeah, Las Vegas.
Las Vegas Raiders at the LA Chargers.
Yeah.
LA Chargers coming off a huge win, divisional win against, you know, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Justin Herbert, you know, phenomenal young quarterback. Who would have saw that coming? Derek Carr caught a lot of people by surprise so far this year. Hopefully they get Jacobs back too on that Raiders sideline, but Chiefs, they've been struggling somewhat against the run. That's one of their weak points against that run. But this is going to be a good game, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good game. Chargers favored by 3 points. I'm excited. I'm glad that we're wrapping up the week with this one because I want everybody to be watching this one right here. Which way are you going in this one?
I don't know. It's going to be another Saturday, but I definitely would think I would take Raiders against the spread.
Raiders getting those points, they are they're undefeated ball.
Yeah, I would definitely get them again. I would pick them against the spread money line. I'm not sure yet. I might go with the Raiders on here. I might. The Chargers, man, they They got a good young quarterback.
Raiders might be undefeated against the spread this year. No, they didn't cover last week. They won but didn't cover.
I might go with the Raiders on this one, D, but
you know what I'm going, you know where I'm going money line. I'm going with the Chargers at home money line. Those points though, I'm a little concerned about them points. 3 points Chargers way. I'll see about that one, but I'm going with Herb Street.
Okay.
I'm going with
okay.
Herb Street, Justin Herbert at home. I'm going with Herb Street.
We're gonna see.
The biggest thing with them, like I said, stopping the run first and foremost. Clean up the penalties. Clean up the penalties, Charge. If y'all clean up the, you got a first year head coach, so that comes from, you know, good coaching and discipline and good leadership, accountability from the players. But you got to clean those penalties up. And they get bad penalties at bad times. Bad time. We got any questions from the we ain't get no
We ain't get no mail back. Well, we did get one from Pepe.
Okay. Anything good in the comments? I can't see the comment section. I'm on the phone.
Ain't really not too much. They ain't talking no real good questions though. I haven't seen anything.
Okay.
But I do, we did the passing leaders. Let's look at these rushing leaders, league leaders in the rushing yards. Obviously, man, we got the Beast, Derrick Henry. We got Mixon, Chubb, Lamar Jackson, and David Montgomery. No surprises here at all.
Mixon surprised me.
Yeah.
If I come into the heat, I got him on a couple of my fantasy teams. I expect him to get a bunch of touches, but I didn't expect him to be a, you know, top two rusher going to week 4 with that O-line. So if they had to be one guy on here, I would say Mixon. Then shoot, even Montgomery with that even Dallas. Montgomery, I mean, not Dallas, yeah. The Chicago.
Chicago.
That's, damn, only 200 yards? Yep. That's a pride. Lamar up here with 251.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lamar actually right now is leading the league in yards per carry. And yards per completion, I believe, which has never been done before. So, shout
Lamar,
out
to Lamar, man. Lamar having a good year right now, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the young boy, man. We do have a question right here from Chase Warwick. Hopefully, I'll pronounce your last name right. Is being called a zone corner an insult? D, but I'll let you take that. You play the corner position.
I mean, depending on how you take it. I mean, if you're playing his own defense, I mean, that's what it is. You know, some people will definitely use it as a knock against you. I remember a lot of arguments was, you know, Revis, Pat Peterson, Richard Sherman. A lot of people will go with Pat P and Revis, you know, because they follow guys. They were on that island, and Sherman played in a zone. Concept, but you know, he mastered it. He mastered what he did in that zone. He knew exactly how he was going to be attacked, and he carved out a first ballot Hall of Fame career, in my opinion. So it can be an insult. They try to come at Trey White with some of the same things, but you know, in this league, zone man, whatever, you still got to win your matchups. You still got to read your keys, anticipate, and make plays. And if you're consistently making plays, changing the game. You know, it could be viewed as an insult, but, you know, I say not so much. But if somebody's saying it to you and they don't really know ball like that, yeah, it's an insult.
Yeah, I agree.
That's your question.
We got another leaderboard. League leaders, man, receiving yards. Cooper Kupp. We got Samuel out there in San Fran. We got Cooks out there in Houston. We got Lockett and D. Adams tied for fourth. I know I got one surprise for sure. Brandon Cooks out there.
Brandon Cooks. Yeah, Brandon Cooks. I feel like Brandon Cooks, he slept on year in, year out, number one. He's been a good receiver for a while, but I think, you know, if you look at that team,
right,
we should have known, like, shit, who else they gonna be throwing the ball to down the field? I got him on the fantasy team as well, but Yeah, shout out to B. Cook. So three. Cooper Kupp, though, I wouldn't expect him to be leading the league right now. So that's a surprise, too.
Cooper Kupp, man.
I wouldn't expect it.
I think he's a sleeper. Like he's tough, man. He's a good receiver, man. Route running wise, he's tough after the catch.
Sauce.
I like him, man.
If I'm playing against 10, I gotta have my hands on him all game. I gotta have my hands on him, like all, like it's no, like it's kind of like, you know, he's faster than Wes Welker. Wes Welker was a little more, he's probably a little better in like tight space in the phone booth, but the savviness, along with the play calling and the formations that they put him in, then you got a quarterback like Stafford. But he was eating with Goff too, but.
Yeah.
He just consistently creates that separation and knows how to run. And he always got like a little wrinkle to routes. Like you'll see route most of the time, you know, NFL, you know, guys do a lot of the same things, just from different positions. Some shit you see with him, you only see him run those routes. So
yeah.
With guys like that, I gotta smell your breath all game.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, he's showing out
right now, man. We're gonna end this thing up. We're gonna end this thing on the defensive side of the ball. League. This is supposed to be INT leaders. Wilson and T. Diggs got 3. Samuel Jr., Reed, B. Murphy, Honey Badger, J.C. Jackson, M. Edwards. They all tied with 2, man. You got some ball hawks up here.
Shout out to Zump, man. The Man to Man Pie alum's son. We talked about him on this pod. You know, his pops are the ball hawk. He's looking like very much the same, man. J.C. Jackson doing what he does, what he's been doing.
Honey Badger,
yeah, you know, and Trevon Diggs out there in Dallas. My scout report on him was he was going to be raw, and as he got going, though, he was going to make. I saw him being a league leader in picks pretty early on in his career. Been a former Alabama former receiver. Wide receiver and returner. Yeah. Yeah, his ball skills. We know what his brother is in his league, Stephon. Another man-to-man alum. So, yeah, he made that pick six he had last week was so sweet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and if you watch film and you get that split, I mean, you thinking two things. You thinking some type of under route that, you know, if you're playing zone, you ain't worried about it. Maybe a over route where you're going to have to squeeze that shoulder or the route that you got. You know, it's a reason why he in a cut split to give him that room to run that route. And you always say if you catch it,
crib that thing. Yeah, he anticipated it, and more important than anything, he finished it. You know, he picked it and finished the play in the end zone. And he had that cut split against the Chargers too, and picked off, like you said, that over route against Keenan Allen. That's a route you rarely see picked off in man-to-man coverage. So undercut that thing, made a play. Big reason you know, that Dallas Cowboys defense is doing what they're doing this year. So, shout out to them cats getting their hand on that pill, man.
Man. For sure. So, look, man, we appreciate y'all as always, man, tapping in with us, man. D-Butt out there in Connecticut, man, making them bogus picks out there, them bogus bets. Man, it's a good Thursday. Want y'all have a good rest of the week, man. Y'all tap in with us on Saturday. We're going to have our official picks. The man-to-man picks, we've been doing that week in and week out. There you go. What's pick? There you go. The FanDuel Sports Book.
Mohegan Sun, FanDuel, we out here. Yeah.
Man, so again, man, y'all go tell a friend. Hit that like button. Y'all rock with us. Go over there and join Pat and the boys. I know they on now, man. So we appreciate y'all, as always.
Out here.
We out.